I talked about, actually, Jim Leisingring, vice chair of the FASB, and others contend that a lot of the complexity that's in FAS 133 is heavily due to bankers and other financial institutions who wanted to build in these hedge accounting treatments and so on. How would you think the bank would feel if we just marked market?
Well, I think that would be that's something that I know Chase Manhattan Bank and a lot of other banks are anticipating. And I think, well, I know, for instance, right now, Chase can mark to market just about everything on the balance sheet anyway. And we do for internal reporting purposes and for risk management purposes. So I think the problem is if, especially in this environment where you've got so much pressure on companies to meet earnings expectations, and you have a situation where, you know, from an economic perspective, say, for instance, it makes sense to hedge your core deposits. And I can show you study after study after study that will show that core deposits have a fairly long duration, and, you know, it's an asset that makes sense to hedge. But you can't, for accounting purposes, mark to market your core deposits at a bank. But if you put a hedge in place, under FASB 133, you have to mark it to market. So imagine a situation where your hedge is working properly, and if you think about it, in a situation where your asset is gaining value, well, guess what? Your hedge is supposed to lose value, right? That's what a hedge is. And when your asset loses value, your hedge is supposed
locking
to
in, yeah.
gain value, right? Well, imagine a situation where you're pretty close to not making your earnings, and then, you know, interest rates move, and you have a loss on your hedge, but you can't take any gain on the asset side, and you miss earnings. For instance, just to give you an example, last week U.S. Bank Corp. announced that they were going to miss earnings by, I think, 5% or something like that for the quarter, and their stock dropped 33%. Third of the value gone, okay, because they missed their earnings once. So there's a tremendous amount, and especially these days where the people that are running banks and other financial institutions have most of their fortunes tied to the stock price. So you can imagine how much pressure there is to meet earnings expectations, even if it may not be in the long-term best perspective for the shareholder. But if the stock, you know, if the market doesn't understand, if the analysts don't understand what is going on in terms of the hedge, then they're going to be punished for it if they don't meet earnings expectations.
It seems to run counter to efficient markets, doesn't it? That the way you account for something is going to impact on real money.
It's like the tail wagging the dog, basically, is what it is. And you have a situation where I think there was a, you know, and you guys probably know better than me, but my perception is that there was a real rush and a lot of pressure to get something in place. And I think FASB put something in place that they felt made some sense, but I don't think they fully understood or still understand or do understand or ever will understand the economics of what's going on with the products and why they're being done and if you don't understand the economics of how something works, it's hard to create an accounting platform that makes sense for that. And I think there's a lot of examples, and you can see from how they've changed from their initial proposal. I mean, the initial proposal was very, very different than what's on the table now in a lot of cases. In fact, I'm hearing that, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow, that even today there's a lot of things in the proposal that stand a decent chance of being changed, like the hedge accounting for cross-currency swaps, for instance.